This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So children with autism, this is what not to expect from them. This is a must-see, guys. Hey, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about this specific subject, then remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell. If you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more awesome autism videos just like this one. Guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. What's going on? The place where we think differently daily. What's up, my different thinker fam? If you haven't already, make sure to go and download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book from autismhacks.net. Completely free, just for you, from me, because you're awesome. So, children with autism. I wanted to kind of like do a video on it because I feel like there's so many expectations from children. There's expectations, parents have so many expectations of their kids, it's unreal. But parents expecting stuff from autistic kids, we have to be realistic here. And so I've listed out three essential things to remember and think about when you have a child on the autism spectrum, while you're dealing with a child on the autism spectrum, and what not to expect from them. Because I think by showing you what not to expect, it may be easier than just trying to say what to expect, because who knows what to expect, but we know what not to expect in a roundabout way, if that makes sense. If I'm not making sense, you can drop me a comment down below anytime and say, Dan, what on earth are you talking about? I read every single comment. So yeah, it's worth you doing that. So anyway, guys, so here are three kind of examples of things that are expectations that you should never kind of think you're gonna have from a child with an autism spectrum condition. So the first one I'm gonna talk about is eye contact. Now, look, children with autism will struggle to make eye contact and struggle to maintain eye contact. This doesn't mean they're being rude. It doesn't mean they're not listening. It just means that they have an uncomfortable situation when trying to make eye contact. And so some children will try to make eye contact when they're on the autism spectrum, and when they're dealing with you, they might just try and do eye contact. But we know, as I know, because I am an autistic adult and I've been an autistic kid, that making eye contact is uncomfortable, it's difficult, it's hard to do. You know, looking at somebody, reaching into their soul and talking to them is really like a personal thing, it's really bizarre. It's really hard to even look my partner, Naomi, in the eyes, you know, for long periods of time. I think it's quite a struggle. But it's something to remember, because people expect kids to look at me when I'm talking to them. And, you know, and it's all these things that eye contact has this like pre-notion that like you're only being nice when you're looking somebody in the eye, or you're only really listening when you're looking somebody in the eye, which is a complete bogus. I remember being on the Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan, and he, you know, I had loads of comments after being on the show because we were talking about my book, but I didn't make eye contact, obviously. And everyone was saying that I didn't make eye contact with them and I was really disrespectful, but it wasn't the case. It was just the fact that it's really difficult for me to make eye contact, and, you know, autism presents those difficulties in that way. So the second thing you should never expect is responding to their name. Right, now lots of the time, due to zone out, which basically means that when you like zone in on something and you kind of like, an autistic kid will zone in on something, which they'll zone out from the world around them, you could be calling their name for hours, being like, hey Dan, hey Dan, hey Dan, and I'm like, just zoned into this thing I'm really obsessed with. And then the parents think, well, there's only two things that's going on here. A, they're just ignoring us because they dislike us and they're just wanting to be awkward. Or B, they're deaf or have some kind of hearing issues. And both of those are bogus. None of those are true. It's just that when you're zoning in something and you have hyper-focus on something like what comes with autism, and you're looking at something and you're really focusing on it, then everything else kind of gets blurred out and pushed to the back as a kind of secondary. And it just doesn't stop with children. This carries on their entire life. I can't tell you the amount of times in a week nobody says to me, Dan, are you listening? I'm like, whoa, I don't know what you're talking to me about. Like, I'm just coming into this from new from the start. So responding to names can be a task, but you just have to keep at it. A little trick is to ask them a question like, hey, where's my nose? And then it'll distract them from the thing they're focusing on. Then they'll touch your nose and say, there's a nose. And then you can ask them, hey, Dan, what do you want to do, or whatever. So that's a little tip, a little takeaway for that one, but definitely don't think too much of it and don't expect too much of it. Okay, so the third one, the third expectation to not expect, right, is hugs and cuddles. Now, because autism comes with a host of sensory processing issues and emotional communication issues, autistic children may not want to or may not enjoy hugs and close contact from people because it may sensory trigger them, and that's fine, you know. It doesn't mean that they hate you or dislike you or anything like that. It just means that they don't want a hug, or they don't like hugs. Maybe they want to show affection in other ways. Maybe they want to play games with you, or maybe they want to draw with you, or maybe they want to paint or something. And there's loads of ways of expressing emotions without having to hug or cuddle. And I know it's hard because parents just want to hug their kids and kiss their kids because, you know, that's their pride and joy, you know. It's their kids, their little baby, and I get it. But at the same time, you have to respect the kid's boundaries and understand where the kid is coming from, otherwise you're going to have a really upset and distraught kid. And so, you know, no parent wants to upset their kid. Nobody wants to make anybody distraught, and so just bear in mind that don't expect too much hugs and cuddles. If they do voluntarily want to come and give you a hug or a cuddle or sit with you and do all this kind of stuff, then always welcome it with open arms, and maybe it will progress into more common. But at the time, don't force it. Kind of like with the eye contact thing, don't force it, and don't expect it either, and that's absolutely fine. Guys, if you want to carry on this conversation, drop me a comment down below. I'd love to read it. So if you think this video is valuable and could teach somebody something, why not share it on your Facebook page and Twitter page and Instagram account? Because that would help me out and help loads of other people out. And if you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.